on the injury report, we had four guys that didn't participate in practice. Kevin Cohn, Julio Jones, Charles Mitchell, and Sean Weatherspoon. Those were the four guys that didn't participate. And then we had a bunch of guys limited. John Abraham, Jonathan Babineau, Harry Douglas, Tony Gonzalez, Stephen Nicholas, Michael Turner, Vance Walker. And then Mike Peterson was listed with a foot but was full participant. The majority of those guys that were limited participation will be full participation tomorrow. So it was more, it's a very physical game. We wanted to get some of these guys some rest. They got some bumps and bruises. That's why we had a much longer list today. With that, I'll open it up for questions and start with you, Daryl.
Yeah, Coach, what was Michael Turner's status today?
Michael Turner was limited in participation.
Okay. And then facing Arizona, what are some of the problems they present?
Well, defensively, well, I'll talk about their defense first. They're one of the top defenses in the league. They're based out of a 3-4. Coach Horton is from the Dick LeBeau family, so there's lots of blitz and probably blitz more than any team in the league percentage-wise. So they create a lot, you know, a lot of issues. They're very stout up front with two good defensive ends. They got an inside linebacker that's had 8 sacks in Washington, and then they got a good cover corner. On the offensive side, they've got one of the premier wide receivers in Larry Fitzgerald. They do a great job of moving them around, putting them in different spots. So we're going to have to know where he is.
What about the decision, obviously, to release Ray Edwards on Monday and thinking behind that?
Well, guys, it was a decision that we made that we felt like it's going to make our football team better today and in the future. And, you know, that's what you've got to do when you make decisions. You got to make decisions for your football team.
Does it feel like, too, the kind of a, I don't know, you've preached this around here, so not necessarily a message, but at least the guys know, like, as you always say, you're evaluated all the time and nobody's job really is safe if you're not getting it done.
I don't want to get into, you know, sending messages and whatnot. You know, we evaluate every day. We evaluate after every game from top to bottom. We talk about it all the time, and it starts with me. And, again, you know, so it was a decision that we made, and we feel like it makes our team better today, and it will make our team better in the future.
Coach, what did you see out of Sean? I saw him working on some individual drills over there.
Yep. Sean was working with our AP guys today, and he moved around. We'll ramp that up tomorrow and see how he feels in the morning, and we'll determine what his workload will be for tomorrow.
What game time was tomorrow? Could he go?
I can't speak to that. You know, I know that he had a good workout, and I had an opportunity to speak with him, and he was excited about what he was able to get accomplished today.
Just given it, he would have a field test. Is that like
pass fail or? A field test? No, that was a test that you would bring him out on the field and let him, and let him work. But no, we don't grade. We don't give A, B, C's, D's. We don't have pass fails. Only thing we're judged on is Sunday, Monday, Thursday nights. Whether we win or lose. So that's our test.
Julio just giving him an extra day, or is that something that can linger into the weekend?
Well, we want to keep Julio off his feet, and Julio will be evaluated tomorrow and determine how much work he'll do.
Is this could related be... to the – oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Yes.
I'm sorry about that.
No,
was this related to his leg issue that surfaced in the game?
Obviously, yes.
Okay, I just want to be clear.
Yeah.
With Ray gone now, or yeah. Some of the guys that you may be counting on to take up those snaps?
I'm sorry, John.
With Ray Edwards gone, who are some of the guys you'd be counting on to take up those snaps?
Well, we've got some young guys that can play his role, and it'll start with Cliff Matthews, Lawrence Sidbury, and Jonathan Massaquoi. Those guys will get an opportunity to play. They were all up in the game last week, so they got their first. Jonathan Massaquoi got his first experience. Cliff Matthews has been up throughout, and Lawrence Sidbury's been up every game. So those will be guys that'll get an opportunity.
Coach, how do you analyze your red zone numbers through 9 games? What do you see when you look at those numbers?
they're not as good as we need them to be. Our red zone efficiency, touchdown efficiency is not what we need to be. We talked about it last week on Wednesday about the team we were facing was number one, and we had to go out and match them because they were going to do a good job. They've done a good job. We've got to improve. You can't work and get those empty yards, get down into the red zone, and not come away with touchdowns. We want to finish every drive. Our goal is to finish every drive with it ending not in a field goal, but ending with an extra point.
We sense in the team coming off a loss. How did you like the, on the way they've reacted to this for the first time this year?
Guys, I think that gets so overblown. It's week to week in terms of your preparation. Whether you win or you lose, you're going to learn from it. You're going to put it behind you as quickly as possible, and you're going to move forward. Your focus has to go on to the next game, and that's the way we've always done it. I think that is way overblown in terms of whether you won the last game or lost the last game. Does your preparation change? No, it doesn't. You go right back to work, and these guys came out. We had a good day's practice. We've had a lot of good days of practice so far this year.
With Tom Gallardo on IR now and signing Chase Kaufman, how do you feel about the run-blocking ability of the tight end?
Well, Tommy Gallardo was probably our number one blocking tight end, so those guys are going to have to step up. It's an opportunity for Chase. Chase has worked extremely hard since he's been with us, and we got him in training camp, and he's going to get an opportunity to go out there and play. Michael Palmer's role is going to expand, and he's going to have to do some of the things that Tommy Gallardo was doing for us.
Coach, there Williams in the middle of that 3-4 and the end, Stockett and Calais. How tough is that front? And then you got the Washington kid in the middle.
It's the two defensive ends are very productive. Calais Campbell is a 6'7 guy, very long. Not only is a good guy on defense, but he's a factor in special teams and blocking field goals. He's blocked 6 in his 5 years, so we've got to have a plan for that. Dockett's a Pro Bowl player. He's very active, and the nose tackle is what you want in the 3-4 defense. Very similar to what you see in most 3-4 defenses. He's more of an ankle point. And Washington is having a great year. Eight sacks. They do a great job with their pressure game. They blitz to run to stop the run. They also blitz to stop the pass. We anticipate when they get off the plane, they'll be blitzing.